And Jesus kept me near the ground. Then I prayed, just fasted, prayed to all our evil stream flows from God who is mine. In the cross, lift your hands for the next few minutes. Lord, draw me closer to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself. Pull me to yourself. Standing between me and you, collapse it now. Collapse it now. Up your mouth and pray. Pray. Mashaka. name of Jesus. That man who testified, the last testifier, said his spiritual life caught fire. Then we are seeing approval, approval, approval. Father, set me on fire. Every trace of lukewarmness in my life perish today. Lift your voice and say, Father, set my prayer life, my study of the word, on fire today. Set me on fire now. Open your mouth and speak. Shana Managaya, set me on fire. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hand. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. Oh, it is a place of your dwelling, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to you. Let me see your face and your glory. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord, take me to your secret place, Lord.
Take me, my Lord, to your holy place.
Oh, let me see your face.
Let me see your face.
And your glory, Lord. Let me know you, Lord. Upon this service tonight, let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Touch somebody's life, change somebody's story. In Jesus' name. take your seat 1 minute.
Help me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more, that I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place.
Father, for your presence. The power of God is everywhere. Presence of God is everywhere. And I know you will not live here the same way. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2, then verse 10 and 11. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. In this preservation service for the month of August, we are speaking on the subject preservation by the ministry of angels. Go ahead, give Him the praise. Preservation by the ministry of angels. Our assignment tonight is to understand the preservation assignment of angels first, and then understanding what it entails to experience the preservation ministry of angels. Understanding the preservation assignment of angels, and then understanding the what it entails to experience the preservation ministry of angels. It is important first to know that angels are real as human beings, as real as demons. Angels are real. As I speak tonight, some eyes will be opened to see, ears will be opened to hear, and different experiences will confirm this. Angels are real. Number two, a major assignment of angels is the preservation of the saints. A major assignment of angels is the preservation of the saints. They have many assignments. But a major assignment is the preservation of the saints. Angels are real. And a major assignment of angels is the preservation of the saints. And thirdly, angels of hosts are stronger in power than forces of darkness. The Bible said they excel in strength. That is, they are stronger than any. In Psalm 103 and in verse 20. Angels of hosts are stronger in strength, are stronger than the forces of evil. They excel in strength. So first, angels are real. Second, a major assignment of angels is the preservation of the saints. Third, angels of hosts are stronger than the forces of evil. Any scripture to show the ministry of angels and their preservation? Plenty. We read one already. Psalm 91, verse 10, and in verse 11. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. How? Because, that is for, because he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Verse 12, they shall bear you up in their hands in case you dash your feet against a stone. Somebody will experience angels' ministry in this season. Second scripture, Psalm 34, verse 6 and 7. Psalm 34, verse 6 and 7. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Why? Look at verse 6. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. How? Because the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. The angel established the camp around those who fear God and delivers them. Hallelujah. Any other scripture anywhere? Yes, there are many scriptures. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 1. As Jacob was journeying to go and face Esau, he was afraid of Esau. The Bible said, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. That handled the encounter with Esau. In Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 5, the Bible said they journeyed. And the terror of God, I'm sure that included the company of the angels around them. The terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. And then, Jacob was blessing the sons of Joseph. Look at what he said. In Genesis chapter 48, verse 15 and 16, the ministry of angels, handle sounds, all manner of. And said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me or rescued me from all evils, bless these lads and let my name be named on them. That is, my name is Jacob. I have passed through so many troubles. I didn't know how I got out of many of them, but there was an angel that rescued me from all these evils. Let that angel be appointed over these children. Today, you will experience angelic ministry. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the angel of the Lord went with them. In Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9, he was called the angel of his presence. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. That word saved them. I looked at the Hebrew word. The angel of his presence defended them. The angel of his presence protected them. The angel of his presence rescued them. I'm still reading. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He carried them. He bare them, means he carried them. And carried them all the days of old. The ministry of angels is very, very real. You look at the life of Daniel. He was thrown into the lion's den because he dared to pray to God. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 to 22. Daniel gives us an encounter of the angel. And when the king came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him, innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. The angel stepped into the lion's den and delionized the lions. Emasculated them. Once Daniel was out and those who accused Daniel were in, the lion became a lion back. Angels are real. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, interceding and praying almost unto death. Luke chapter 22 verse 43, an angel appeared. And there appeared an angel of the Lord unto him from heaven, strengthening him. That angel came just to ensure that he didn't lose strength before he fulfilled the assignment. If not that he was meant to die for the world, if it was a matter of the devil organizing to take him out like that, he said, I would have summoned 12 legion angels and they would have just scattered this place now. But he was meant to die. That was the ministry of the angel that came to assist the master. Peter and the disciples were kept in prison. All of them once, and then only Peter second time. Angel came twice and brought them out. Acts chapter 5, verse 17, all the way to verse 20. Acts 5. Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Wow. No wonder Peter could sleep in the prison the second time, because the angel brought him out before. And heaven is not lacking angels. Are you ready? Are you ready? Second time, Acts chapter 12 and in verse 6. Acts chapter 12 and in verse 6. He said, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said to him, guard thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him,
cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out, followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. But he was out. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 makes it very clear. Let brotherly love continue. Verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. That is, angels can appear as person. And I am sure that some of us have experienced deliverances and interventions that you are wondering. You remember the story that a lady from Lagos told us in the Riawan church during the convention? How somebody, in quote, picked her and dropped her at work every day for about 30 days. Anybody remember that story? Gave her phone number, gave her everything. When those days are over and she got settled and got a job and got everything, the phone couldn't go anymore. No contact, nothing. Unawares. Angels, the angelic ministry is real. And the reason why this is important is because when we begin to talk about things, we begin to see their results. God confirms his word. Word of healing gets confirmed. Word of preservation get confirmed. Word of supernatural supplies get confirmed. And this word will get confirmed. One day, a member of our church was traveling to a part of this country from a motor park. I won't mention where so that I don't put anything in your head. And he was sitting in the front of the car. And a man came and said, come down out of this car. Join the next car. He looked at the man. He couldn't ask any question. He came out from the car, joined the next car. Long story made short, in the course of traveling, he saw the car. Now, he didn't see the man who asked him to come down anymore. He didn't see him anymore. He said he was wearing white. In the course of journeying, he saw the car that he was asked to come down from in a situation that I won't describe. The question is, why was he asked to come down? Because the one who asked him to come down saw the future. Why were the others not asked to come down? I don't know. No farmer can walk on a land that does not belong to him. Among many reasons, but I won't get into that detail. Am I communicating at all? It was like something that was marked for demolition. Come out of this vehicle. Another day, one was in the middle of a terrible crash. And then he saw a hand through the little window of the bus. Say, bring your hand. And he put the hand, he pulled. I don't know if it was him or her, pulled the person out as if it was a piece of paper or something through a little window. Brought this guy out to safety and disappeared. Critical thing is, the child of God was safe. The visitor disappeared. I read something some time ago where a man and his family and his wife were traveling, I think it was in America, and they were approaching an intersection where the road passes and then the train passes. I'm sure you know that kind of place. Where, you know, and it was snowing, so they were not seeing. So a man came and stood in front of them, flagged them down. What kind of person is this? And stopped them by force and stood on the road. A few minutes later, a massive train passed at the exact time that they would have been at the junction. After the train passed, the man just evaporated. And they went their way. He just fizzled out of sight. The one who stood in front of them, that stopped the road for them, stopped the way for them, so that they would not go and all of them die at once under a train, he evaporated on the spot. Angelic ministry is real. Maybe as I'm talking now, you must have had this kind of experiences before, or it may not be as spectacular as this or something like that. Let us know, so that next time we can talk about it. One day I told you I was having little stress from work. Lay down on the bed to recuperate. My wife was a bit worried, and suddenly her eyes opened and she saw this angel in front of the bed looking down like this. Wow. Immediately peace came upon her like a river and anxiety evaporated. One day, our children, the first and the second, were at the Area 1 church place there. You know the ramp that you go all the way down to Overflow 4. That slippery place there. They were running there and they tripped. And before you could say praise the Lord, two people stood left and right and held her up. Told her sorry and thank you. There were two ladies. Thank you, ma. Thank you. And before he could say thank you, he couldn't see anybody, and they ran, two of them. We saw something. What happened? We just saw the angel tripping. He shall give his angel charge over you to bear you up in your hand, in their hands, in case you dash your feet. It was literal. Wanted to say thank you. We didn't see anybody anymore. I prophesy to somebody today, in your personal life, in your family, with your children, the ministry of angels shall be real. In your personal life, with your children, with those connected, related, associated with you, the ministry of angels shall be real. I think it was during, please take your seat, it was during the 7-day war that the Jews had. An Israeli general, a Christian, had shared the story. When their aircraft was shot down from the air, bombed literally, and they saw these two massive hands that came under the aircraft on the spot and carried it like that, dropped it in safety, and then they walked out as if there was no crash, right from up. You know, there are angels that are massive enough to have 1 foot on the earth and 1 foot on the sea. Somebody stand up with a 60-second shout. 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 A 60-second shout of victory, of victory, of victory, of victory, of victory, of victory. Mahashaba dagalaga yaga dagalaga yada yada yada. Give the Lord a shout of victory and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. in Revelation chapter 10 verse 1, he said, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven. His cloth material was cloud, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was around his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet were pillars of fire. This is not God. This is angel. Read it again. A mighty angel came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. A rainbow was on his head. His face was as it were sun. His feet were pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot upon the sea, maybe the Pacific Ocean. The second foot maybe landed in Africa. How big was this angel? And how big was the maker of this angel? Or is? Those are the kind of people that go on assignment. One day I saw a vision in the dream of the night, a night vision, where I saw a mighty angel is like as tall as this building. His hands were very up. He had a weapon in his hand. And the voice talking to me, I don't know who was speaking, but I knew that he said, this angel walked with apostle so and so. I said, no wonder that man walked like he walked. That man laid hands on trees and he dried on the spot. Said that angel walked with him. These are the emissaries that are on assignment on our behalf. And I decree today, you shall see their ministry in your life. How do angels function? Especially for preservation. Number one, they encamp around the saints. Encamp. They set up a camp. In Psalm 34 and in verse 7, we read it already. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. They encamp around the saints. Number two, they hold the saints up in their hands from stumbling and crashing. They hold the saints up in their hands from stumbling and crashing. I heard a story from God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo many years ago. In those days, he said they were traveling, and if you remember those bridges of those days, narrow bridges in Nigeria in those days, where only one vehicle can pass at a time. And he came face to face. He only arrived at the bridge in the car before he realized that a truck was also coming on the bridge at the same time. The only way to go was either to dive into the river with the car or to just go ahead and go under the tipper or the truck. No way to go. He said, look at this devil, screamed. The next thing he knew was that the vehicle was on the other side. Now he said he can't tell whether they flew or whether they went under or whether they went by the side. But one thing he knew was that they were here just now, and there is only one road, and there is one, and the truck was coming directly on that one lane, and he was on the other side, went his way. They shall bear you up in their hands in case you dash your foot against a stone. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? They shall bear you up in their hands in case you have been in the midst of an accident before. I told you, vehicles are assaulting. I was conscious of my head touching the ground of the vehicle in the course of the somersault. Jesus, and that was it. Next thing, I saw myself sitting by the side of the vehicle with my load with me. Vehicle continued his operation. Presently, people were confessed. At least I knew of, oh, this one is dead. This one. And they were pointing light on people. This is 32 years ago. Yes. And they pointed light on my face. I was just worshiping. This, what of this one? I said, this one is not dead. This one is alive. While I was still there in worship, medical doctor from my place come in and saw me. Oh, boss, what are you doing here? I was involved in this vehicle. What? Enter the vehicle, let's go. My journey continued on the spot. Others were taken to General Hospital, Lafayette General Hospital, and so on. Journey continued. He dropped me where I was going. He shall give his angels charge over you. I speak to someone here today. Jehovah God will give his angels charge over you, and your life and your destiny shall not be wasted anyhow. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. They hold the saints up from stumbling and crashing. Number three, they engage the enemy on the behalf of the saints. The angels engage the enemy. That was what they did for Daniel. God sent his angels and closed the mouth of the lions. They engaged the enemy. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 to 22. On the behalf of the saints. Whatever wants to consume you, they engage them on your behalf. Fourthly, they release strength upon the saint in times of need. Maybe you are in the midst of a battle, in the midst of a stressful situation, in the midst of a conflict. You need to handle certain things. Strength is released. They release strength upon the saints in times of need, in times of battle. That was what they did for our master in Luke chapter 22 and in verse 43, when they released upon him strength. Angels came and strengthened him. Finally, they unlock destructive prisons and captivity for the saint. They unlock, they open the doors for you to come out of what wants to destroy you. They unlock destructive prisons and captivity. That was what they did for the apostles in Acts chapter 5 verse 17 to 20. And that was also what they did for Peter in Acts chapter 5 verse 17 to 20, I said. And then Acts chapter 12 verse 6 to 7. Prisons of death, prisons of disease, prisons of disaster, prisons of calamity. They unlock the prisons for the saint to come out. Somebody receiving something already or has received something already, say aloud, amen. Finally, how do you benefit from the ministry of angels? Accessing the ministry of angels. Number one, be born again. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, it says, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits? That is, angels are ministering spirits who are sent forth to minister, to wait on, to attend to them who shall be heirs of salvation. They are sent to attend to people. They are not sent to attend to everybody. They are sent out to us. Why that young man one stood near him and said, come out of this vehicle. They are sent to attend to those who shall be heirs of salvation. You need the ministry of angels. This is not the time to have one leg in the church and one leg out. I don't know why I'm going to say this, but this is not the time to come to church half time and visit the herbalist half of the time. This is not the time to look for the power of God and look for the power of the devil. You know, if you are traveling, you are either on one lane or the other. Those who sit in the middle of the road can get run over by vehicles coming from both sides. Am I communicating? There are those who sit in the middle. They don't belong to God. They don't belong to the devil. You don't know who they belong to. Very dangerous. Elijah said, why do you limp between two opinions? If God be God, serve him. If it is Baal, serve him. Choose one. Very important. Be born again. Matthew chapter 18 verse 10. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 10, Jesus was speaking about, he said, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. He's talking about little ones literally, but this also includes little ones because all truths are parallel. Little ones in the kingdom, the angels are there on assignment waiting. Be born again. Number two, be aware of their ministry. Be aware of the ministry of angels. Be conscious. There is power in knowledge. There is power in awareness. Be aware. Don't assume. Be aware. Be fully aware. In John chapter 8 verse 32, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. It is the truth you know that guarantees your freedom. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9b. He said, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. He said, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. True knowledge. What you know delivers you. For I see. Now hear this. Right. Just trying to rush because of time. Two things you must note under this. First, what you know shapes your thought, and your thought shapes your result. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. He said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You move with an awareness, you move with a consciousness that you are not alone. What you know shapes your thought, and your thought shapes your result. Second, what you know fuels your faith, and your faith provokes your results. Now, speaking about the angels now, somebody's faith in that dimension is shifting level right now. What you know fuels your faith, and your faith provokes your result. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of Man has set you free, Romans 10, 17, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Be born again. Can you place that scripture I just mentioned? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That was what I meant to say. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So be born again. Be aware of the ministry of angels. Be aware. Thirdly, speak the word. Be worded. Speak the word. In Psalm 103 verse 20, the Bible said, bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening to the voice of his word. Angels are listening to what we say. If you are worded, you are guarded. Speak the word. Jesus, in John chapter 1 verse 51, said, hereafter you shall see. He said, and he said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was of Jesus, who is the Son of Man, is the same as the Word. So anywhere you find the Word, angels traffic. The traffic of angels happen around the Word. Be worded, be loaded, and let the Word come out of your communication. Consciously, unconsciously, let the Word flow out of your communication. Don't forget, angels traffic around the world. Wherever the world is found, the traffic of angels is provoked. Be born again. Be conscious of the ministry of angels. Speak the word. And I'm not talking of just confessing, oh, the Lord taketh pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. He gives his angels charge over me. I can't dash my foot against a stone. The number of my days he fulfills. I can't die carelessly. Speak the word. Number 4, avoid the wrong utterance. Avoid the wrong utterance. Avoid wrong utterances. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say before an angel, I'm sorry, that was a mistake. What you are saying with your mouth, the angels are hearing. Don't say it was a mistake. Why, wherefore should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? Somebody say amen. How are you doing? Trouble day. That is somebody's utterance. Trouble day. Are you sure? I'm telling you, wahala. And it is meant to be a normal play utterance. And they don't know play, they don't know joke. You can play neatly without uttering negative things. Avoid the wrong utterance to maximize the ministry of angels. To maximize the ministry of angels, the wrong utterance must be avoided. It is, don't let anybody think you are not social by not communicating at their level of negative talk. Everybody is entitled to both their opinions and their convictions and their utterances. Avoid the wrong utterance or the wrong utterances. Number 5, stay in God's presence in prayer and communion. Stay in his in God's presence in prayer and communion. Where we saw the ministry of angels in Psalm 91, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Then he jumps to verse 12 now. Verse 10 now. Right. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, because he shall give his angels charge over you. Now, he started with he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High is the place of angelic ministry. That was why in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9, he said, the angel of his presence. You can't maintain his presence and lack angels. The angel of his presence. Save them. You cannot maintain the presence of God in prayer, maintain the presence of God in worship, in communion, and lack the ministry of angels. Show me a prayerful man, and I'll show you an angelful man. Hallelujah. You doubt me? Ask Daniel. He saw angels at the frequency of water. They in fact gave him a name. Oh, highly beloved. Beloved, beloved. Greatly beloved. That was the name of Daniel. Angels moved around him until they went into the lion's den to pull him out. You saw that already in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, where he was praying 3 times a day. And then you saw that in Daniel chapter 20, all the way, sorry, chapter 6 verse 20 to 22. Somebody say amen. Elijah was a man of prayer, and he moved with angels. And of course, you know, prayer brought Peter out of prison by the ministry of angels. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. You can't be prayerful, and then the next verse, the angel went into the prison and brought him out. You can't be prayerful and not be angelful. You can't be prayerful and be angelless. Maintain. Stay in God's presence, in prayer and communion. Number 6, align with divine plan and purpose for your life. Align with divine plan and purpose for your life. Be in alignment. Don't rush everywhere because people are rushing there. Don't do things because everybody is doing it. God cannot pay your bills if he didn't send you. While I was writing this point, the Holy Ghost ministered this and I wrote it down. He said, God will never use heavenly resources to sponsor selfish plans. Heavenly resources, including the security of heaven. He will never use heavenly resources to sponsor earthly carnal plans. That journey you are going, who is sending you? You are moving yourself, moving your family, moving your whole house out of one country to another. God, is that what God said? Why do I say so? Jesus was in the middle of divine plan when the angel came to strengthen him. Luke chapter 22 verse 43. He was in the middle of purpose. That was what God sent him to come and do. To come and die for the world. To go and be crucified on Calvary. He was in the midst of that purpose. Align with divine plan and purpose. Finally, engage in a committed covenant walk with God. Committed covenant walk with God. We began to hear about angels explosively from the covenant fathers, Abraham. Before those people, if you heard of angels, was scarce. But when Abraham showed up, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Israel, there seemed to be an explosion of the ministry of angels. Those were covenant fathers who walked with God, and covenant means a relationship of total commitment. A relationship of complete commitment. A relationship where what this person has and what that person has belong to each other.
We saw the covenant father number three, Jacob, and the angels of God. Genesis chapter 32, verse 1, they surrounded him. Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, all the way to verse 20, angels were ascending and descending around this guy. At the same place where he made the most brutal vow of his life, a vow of total commitment, at that place, angels were ascending and descending. That is, be sold out to God, and God will go all out for you. Be sold out to God, and he will go all out for you. It's a new day, and it's a new season. My prayer tonight is that somebody here, the things you have heard tonight shall become real in your life. You will see the ministry of angels, not just in preservation, but in direction, in provision, in supplies, in guidance. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you receive something tonight, you will stand up on your feet with a louder shout of amen. The loudest shout of amen. Remain standing. Is there anybody more blessed than myself tonight? Or as blessed as myself tonight? Woo! Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Supernatural ministry, assignment of angels shall become normal and regular in your life. Regular, normal in your life, in your endeavor, in the things you do. Say amen. Well, you are blessed tonight. Lift up your hands and lift your voice and thank the Lord. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Thank you, Master. Worship, worship, worship.
How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. All will see how great, is our God, How great is our God, is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see, how great,
is our God.
You are the name.
And thank him for the word you received tonight. Appreciate him for the word you received tonight. Honor him for the word you received tonight. Lemengayata sana namana gayala lahashta laba. Mashte barana gazeno maradayala lahashta. Leperete se palama namayada yala yabayada bahasada. Leperete sinoma gadagalashte. Leprete sina yagadayala lahashta. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We magnify you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. adoration to your name. Go ahead and speak to him. We give you the praise. 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 We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and ask the Lord, Lord, I receive your help to enjoy the ministry of angels, especially the preservation ministry of angels from this day forward. I receive your help, Lord, to enjoy the preservation ministry of angels from this day forward. Lift your voice and speak to God. Your hands everywhere.
Is our God soon with me? How good is our God? Oh, soon,
how great is our God?
Lift your hands everywhere you are. You are in need of surrender to Jesus tonight. You know the first condition, be born again. The last condition, covenant walk, which is total commitment. Time, life, resources, everything. Anywhere you are tonight, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I am not surrendered to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be born again. Now, we live in a world today where there is so much addiction. During this lockdown, many people stepped into diverse addictions. Alcohol addiction, masturbation addiction, addictions, tramadol, all manner addictions. You can't do it yourself. God can help you. That's why you need God to help you. Let that yoke be broken. Let that yoke be broken. Indian hemp, marijuana. I'd like you to pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Wherever you are. Now, I'm not just calling addictions. I'm calling everyone who needs to give your life to Christ or rededicate themselves to God. But in the course of those coming, and you know you are battling with one thing or the other, you want that yoke broken today. I'd like you to step forward here and I shall pray for you. Homosexual addiction, immoral addiction, whatever it is, quickly step forward and come and give your life to Christ. First and foremost, come and rededicate your life to Jesus. Next, let addictions and bondage and yokes be broken first. I'll give you the count of seven, and I'd like you to rush forward quickly. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord.
Quickly, quickly, don't be the last to come. Come with your Bibles,
Lord,
and your hearts and everything you came to church with.
I give you my soul.
One. Two.
I live for you alone.
Three.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Four.
And five. Your way.
Everybody's in.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
For you alone.
I live for you
alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Everybody sing. Lord, I give you my heart.
I
give you my soul.
I live for you.
Live for you. Every breath.
give you the praise and we give you the honor. Those of you standing right here, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me and helping me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. Go forth and return with your testimonies in Jesus' name. I've got my mind made up. Counselors, please go with the counselors and they will speak with you. Let them be part of the community. Right?
I've got my mind made up. And I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
I've got my mind made up.
And I won't
turn back
because I want
Jesus someday.
I've got my mind
made up and I won't turn back because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye, 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 world.
Goodbye, world.
I'll stay no longer with you.
Goodbye, pleasure of sin.
I'll stay no longer with you.
I've made up my mind.
Go God's
way the rest of my life.
Clap of hand as you take your seat. Our focus tonight is connection with the covenant. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. He said, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament, is covenant, new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Can we go ahead and pick up the communion? I see somebody already, it's a bit disjointed somehow, right? Somebody already carrying cup and then others are not. And we, Father, pull me closer in covenant.
Let me walk in a dimension of covenant that will cost me. No, sit down with it. When we just pick it up first. That's our focus. Let me walk in a dimension of the covenant that will make me swim in the ministry of angels.
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. I am that I am.
There is no one like you.
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, Eze,
there is no one like you.
Chineke Mkigwe Oboronye Nikagi Malite Nogugu Eze Onye Nikagi Chineke Mkigwe Onye Nikagi Malite Nogugu Eze
Onye Dikagi. You are the reason why we are singing Jehovah. Lift it up right now. You can stand up with it. Say, Father, I receive this communion as the cup of the covenant, and I move into a higher dimension of the walk of covenant with you, Lord. A covenant dimension that will establish around my life the ministry of angels. I also connect this communion as my communion of escape from every agenda of wickedness. By the power of the blood of Jesus, through this communion, I overcome Satan the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And I receive the grace to live out what I have heard today. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. And those who came with communion materials, I declare it blessed. I prophesy upon the communion materials that you brought that it will be a communion of escape, and a Passover communion. As you take it, your children, your family, your loved ones, every affliction, every devil, and every force of hell looking for you shall pass over. In Jesus' name, so shall it be. Go ahead, take it, open it, and take it with prayers.
You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored. Oh Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy to be praised, to be honored.
To be honored and adored.
say amen. What you have received is established. A fresh covenant walk is released upon you. In Jesus' name. You came with the oil of preservation. Before we do that, stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, multiply harvest back to every giver. And let the hand stretched in front of you never return back to beg forever. What is yours, no devil shall keep it back from you. I call it done. In Jesus' name.
You are worthy. Oyigigi Adonai. You are worthy, 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 worthy. Jehovah only Achaba.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Oyigigi Adonai. You are worthy, Jehovah
Ole Yachama. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy, worthy.
Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy, Jehovah Ole Yachama.
Worthy, 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 Lord.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, 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 Lord.
Father, we love you. We worship you. Have your offerings lifted high up. Men and women of covenant, they are not begged to give. Like I've always said, tithing is barest minimum in work of covenant. God owns you, so he owns everything about you. No struggles. I prophesy upon you today, as you release without struggle, you will receive without struggle. Systems will come under pressure and lose their peace and sleep and rest for you. That's right. Stand up on your feet, somebody. There's something I heard. I'm out to establish it. Lift it high. He showed me that we are in a season of very drastic restoration. Where you were before the devil moved you from there and took things from you, took positions from you, took resources from you, it is restored now. Let me tell you a story. Somebody who was up at a level had resources. If he didn't have assets, it shouldn't be less than 2 billion. If he didn't have, but, you know, liquid and, you know, suddenly grounded to zero. It was such a pain in my heart. Although there were mistakes here and there, errors here and there, and a lot of many, many things that could give the enemy such inroads. I prayed with passion for him. One day, I called him in the course of the service. I said, in the name of Jesus, your restoration happens now. Very angry. Then I didn't hear from him again until about 1 year later. He's coming to church, he's doing everybody, but I didn't hear nothing. So I said, I want to know what happened after we prayed. He said, oh, I'm so sorry. You said that prayer, the prophecy, everything, all you said that day is in my phone now. He said that day, after he left, things changed. He said, if between then and now I have not touched anything, it would be like 1.2 billion.
said you didn't say it. You just sat on it like it's a normal thing. Don't make the errors of the last time. God is giving you a second chance. Do things well. That was my instruction. Do things well. So that same restoration mantle is here now. Everything the enemy took from you, you don't need to be called out specially. You're already out in the front of God. Everything that is yours that has been held back, all that was yours and the enemy took from you by this mantle of restoration. Actually, the mantle of this commission is restoration. The restoration of human destinies and dignities that no destiny, battered, shattered, scattered, can be gathered. I prophesy by this mantle, whatever the enemy took from you is returned now. Before this week is over, you shall have a testimony of restorations. Every ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, or covenant that made you to have losses is broken right now. The bondage is broken right now. Tied down resources is released right now. I declare the opening of somebody's ears physically. Right ear afflicted opens right now. Spiritually, I declare someone's ears open right now to hear what God is telling you. And I decree for someone is a restoration of relationship with God. Closeness, intimacy, fire. Shaka. Help her right in there. Fire, fire. A restoration of fire. A restoration of the fire to pray. Fire to study the word. Fire of fasting. Fire of evangelism. Fire of worship. Receive it now. Help her, help him there. Somebody lift up your voice and say, Father. All right, when we do the anointing, we'll do that. I say, Father, I receive my restoration. And I thank you for giving it to me. In Jesus' precious name. Celebrate it. Let's. Oh my God, restorer of my soul. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I like you. You're going to give me a different drum beat today to that song.
Lord, you're my healer. You are my healer. You are the restorer of my life.
Lord, you're my keeper.
Lord, you're my keeper. You are my way maker.
up your bottles of oil and lift it up. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you lift up your hand and we shall pray 1 minute. No bloodshed in this nation. No needless, aimless deaths around the world. He's offered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets. I prophesy upon this oil. I decree today by the reason of this anointing, you are announced untouchable. You are announced untouchable. Announced unharmable. Wherever this oil is poured, we declare freedom. We decree liberty. And we decree deliverance. We decree the ministry of the angels. In the name of Jesus. Because the anointing communicates the presence of the Holy Spirit. And angels are angels of his presence. So shall it be. When this seal is on your head, angelic ministers shall recognize you for help. And demonic agents shall clear off in fear and clear off in terror. From this moment forward on your forehead, physical fire shall be felt. Thank you, Master. Take a little of that oil in your hands. Shato balalayane. Shakoko bagadagalagayane. Please don't. Yeah, that's the best way is for somebody to pour in your hand if you don't have, but not to put in their hand and rub on your hand. It's against the law of NCDC. But thank God, God is giving us victory. The curve of the infection in our nation from what we have seen the last few days is diving down. Effectivity is going down. And we believe that God shall help us to make it continue like that. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Fire of preservation. At the count of seven, you place the hand on your forehead, scream fire, and it shall be. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, and anyone here with any form of sickness or affliction in your body, it is roasted by fire. Lift it higher. Because we'll be going immediately after the anointing. If you are here for the first time, please step forward. Carry your bags and Bibles and step forward. Still lift your hands high up. Nobody moving here. Listen to me. We are going to have the worship moment we normally have by 6 o'clock. For tomorrow's edition, we shall be having by 5:30. Because I'll be ministering across to a convention down south of this country. And so those who will be watching will be part of that convention as well. We'll take a session of worship, our own worship, and continue with them from 6 o'clock. Okay, so that is what we shall be doing tomorrow. So just bear in mind 5:30. But for Friday, we are back for 6 o'clock. And then for Saturday, and the home church. And Sunday is a most exciting service. I call it the service of the Holy Ghost. It's regular anointing service, but it's a Holy Ghost service. In case you want to understand how it is when you come, you'll understand a Holy Ghost service. For your life, for your family, for your resources, a service of the Holy Ghost. It's an anointing service, a Holy Ghost service. But in that case, we are not carrying bottles. In that case, we are asking the Holy Ghost to overwhelm us himself. Right? On Sunday. Hallelujah. And so you are here. Now, lift those hands high up. At the count of seven, you place it on your head. Scream at the top of your voice. Fire. And then blast in tongues. And then the seal of the Holy Ghost. Father, let the seal of the Holy Ghost come upon your people. At this count of seven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
receive the fire. Let us sana manamaya. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh fire. Fresh oil. Fresh hell. Fresh grace is released. Receive the fire. 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 Receive it now. Mashalaya gadayalash. Leperetisa kokomanagayala. In Jesus' precious name. Lift those hands high up. You are released now. And those who were here on Sunday, you saw the owner of my life video. Ensure you share it with your friends and loved ones. And please don't share the download. Share the link so that people can be impacted and want to impact that space. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Go in your preservation in this month of August and you return back with your testimonies. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Our year 2020 is our year of what? Supernatural shift. What kind of shift is it? It's drastic, it's dramatic, it's dimensional. Again, it's drastic, it's dramatic, it's dimensional. So shall it be. Go forth and return with your testimonies in Jesus' name. And for those who are here for the first time, we appreciate your coming. Thank you for coming to our church for the first time. We believe God brought you here for a purpose, and we know you are not returning back the same way you came. Please, let's know if there is any way we can be of help. Our officers are right here. They will speak with you, attend to you. You have any question, you have